some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile service. Get lightning fast internet starting at just $19.99 per month when you bundle with mobile. Plus, you'll get a free mobile line for a whole year. It's a match made in savings. No hidden fees, just nationwide mobile coverage and reliable fiber-powered internet with a free modem and Wi-Fi. Everything you need at home or on the go for video chatting, gaming, working, and more. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Visit breezeline.com today.
The wrongs we must right. The fights we must win. The future we must secure together for our nation. This is what's in front of us. This determines what's next for all of us. We are Marines. We were made for this.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
It's an uncertain time for business when we talk about tariffs and trade wars, not to mention that many businesses are finding that they need to focus on sustainability. How are businesses interacting with banks during these uncertain times? To look at some of these issues, and indeed a few more, I'm delighted to be joined by Michael Hough, who's the Head of Specialist Banking, Corporate and Commercial Banking at the Bank of Ireland. How are you, Michael?
Good, Bobby. Good to see you.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to you in a while. Tell us a little bit about, the business landscape out there at the moment. There is a lot of uncertainty out there, and I don't know if that's finding its way back to you in terms of how people are lending. Are people more cautious because of uncertainty in the marketplace, or what are you seeing on the ground?
I think the word used there is cautious. I think that's what we're probably seeing at the moment. But I think it is against a backdrop of pretty strong economic performance. So we had our own update yesterday in terms of our first quarter results. And that would have shown operating in line with expectations and projections. And that's built on strong business momentum and good economic conditions.
And does that reflect the here and now, or does that reflect 3 or 4 months ago?
Clearly, that's the first quarter, and a lot has happened since then, and a lot can happen in a very short space of time at the moment. But we also revised our economic outlook yesterday, and we did mark that back a little bit. But at the same time, we're looking at 3.5% GDP growth this year. That's where we're seeing the outlook now. And that's in an economy that has been the market leading, or the highest growth economy in Europe for quite a while. And also looking at employment growth of 1.8% is what we're forecasting. And that's against the backdrop of 2.8 million people employed in the country, the highest ever number employed. So while it is marked back a bit, the underlying economy is strong, and I think definitely remain vigilant and aware of, in terms of how things can change so quickly at the moment. And that's what we're seeing feeding into our customers, that awareness rather than actually any pullback.
There's a lot of talk out there, Michael, about businesses being sustainable. And I know many businesses are trying, you know, to engage around sustainable practice. You know, banks, do they have a view when it comes to lending? That are they more likely to lend to a project that enhances sustainability, or is it just another marketing thing?
No, I think like the sustainability is critically important. So I think you can look at different parts of our business. So if you look at property from that side of things, if we're lending to a property that is F or G rated, we'll have a very, very limited appetite unless there's actually a proper funded plan in terms of how that that energy rating is going to increase. But that's not just rooted in the sustainability piece. That's also rooted in terms of what tenants are looking for. If you want to let a property, tenants are looking for high sustainable credentials in terms of that property. And likewise, businesses, sustainability is about efficiency. It is about...
It's also about reducing costs.
That's what I was going to say. It is about improving the underlying profitability on a future basis, not but to here and now, but on being sustainable into the future. So you do see that appetite from businesses, and it is commercially positive for the company, for the business, and for the bank.
You mentioned property there. The commercial office market seems to be, and the ones with the very high energy ratings that you mentioned earlier seem to be getting some traction. But if I look at parts of the city here around, you know, what would have been the traditional business districts, Fitzwilliam Square, Baggot Street, all those Georgian buildings that won't have the energy ratings, and coupled with people now maybe working a lot of time from home, What's the future for these properties?
I think the it'll be coupled with what's the future for the office for office working, and I don't think we've really established what that is yet. Post COVID, you can see different businesses having different policies, and very much trying to feel your way through that. So it will come down to the demand for space. But I also do think, look, those older properties, most of them are probably BER exempt in terms of from a legislative point of view, but they're going to have to be some investment into them to make them more sustainable. Because, as I said, tenants are demanding sustainable, energy-efficient buildings as well. It's not just about the ratings.
I think the ideal situation is, and again, it may seem, but is that they would revert to housing. But again, there's a lot of hurdles to jump between here and there.
Exactly.
So in terms of commercial lending, then, for the appetite for office developments, is it buoyant enough? Or would you be cautious around it?
I think at the moment you're not seeing any real speculative office development. If most developments that are happening at the moment, there's a tenancy agreed or lined up in terms of take over the property. I think we will see over the next while there need to be more investment. A lot of those older property stocks, as leases expire, tenants will exercise those breaks to move to more efficient, sustainable properties, and there's going to need to be a lot more reinvestment then. So I think that office market has a lot to evolve over the next few years.
Yeah, okay. You mentioned your own performance at the bank, Michael. A good day at the office yesterday, the Irish Times. Joe Brennan saying the Bank of Ireland hails a good start to the year. Any nervousness there about interest rates and stuff like that affecting your margins going forward?
I think the interest rate outlook in terms of today's has been factored into our outlook, and we're still forecasting to be in line with expectations what we put out at the start of the year. But I think a lower interest rate environment is positive for our customer base at times as well. So if you look for the last few years, that higher interest rate had a material impact on some businesses, and particularly say the likes of property investment, higher mortgage costs, that too. So I think a lower interest rate environment will be positive for the economy as well. And yeah, I think that'll raise all boats as well.
Also noted in the piece is that the FDI sector employing 11% of the Irish workforce. You heard Stephen O'Leary earlier on talking about data centres versus housing development, that it shouldn't be either or. And what's your own experience about that? Because you're close to some of this stuff.
Yeah, I agree with that. So part of my remit is our sustainable energy and infrastructure. So that includes areas such as renewable energy, whether it be solar, onshore, offshore wind, but also includes broader infrastructure around data centres. And I agree with Stephen's comment. It's not housing or data centres, it's housing. And I think what we're seeing internationally, even on the data centres, it's these data centre campuses where you have the renewable energy on site with the data centres, so self-sufficient and not competing with broader energy requirements, which obviously are key from a domestic perspective too.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise around it. And I think a lot of ill-informed noise, I'd suggest sometimes, because, I don't think we should be pitting housing needs against data centres. Data centres also have their importance. If you want to go online or you want to look at how important all that is in our lives, data centres are a part of that.
Well, you mentioned 11% of the workforce employed by FDI, and a lot of that FDI is dependent on having data centre capability as well. So it's all interlinked to make sure the economy is in a strong piece and supporting employment.
Well, thanks for the update, Michael. And as I say, well done on your results and thanks for joining us. That's Michael Lahoff there, who's the head of specialist banking, corporate and commercial banking at the Bank of Ireland.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile service. Get lightning fast internet starting at just $19.99 per month when you bundle with mobile. Plus, you'll get a free mobile line for a whole year. It's a match made in savings. No hidden fees, just nationwide mobile coverage and reliable fiber-powered internet with a free modem and Wi-Fi. Everything you need at home or on the go. For video chatting, gaming, working and more. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Visit Breezeline.com today.